What if I told you there's one simple principle that could transform your marriage, skyrocket your business, and change your life forever? It's called extreme ownership, and once I embraced it, everything shifted. I used to be the king of excuses and pointing fingers, especially when shit hit the fan. In my marriage, it was always my wife's fault. At work, I blamed everyone else when deals fell through or projects failed. Does that sound familiar? But here's the thing. All that blame got me nowhere fucking fast. My marriage was on the rocks and my business was tanking. I had to face the hard truth that the common denominator in all my problems was me. That's when I discovered the power of extreme ownership, and I've made millions of dollars and saved my marriage by taking full responsibility for everything in my world, period. No excuses, no bullshit. When you own your failures as much as your successes, you take back control. You become the leader your marriage and business need. So I stepped the fuck up. I owned my part in every argument with my wife. I stopped making excuses at work and started finding solutions. And you know what? Everything changed. Embracing extreme ownership won't just transform your marriage and business, it'll revolutionize your whole damn life. A fair warning, it takes balls. So if you're ready to level up and take back control, let's go. So let's start with relationships. When my marriage was on the rocks, it was always my wife's fault, right? She just didn't get it. She was too emotional, too demanding, too fucking unreasonable. And I was convinced that if she would just change, everything would be fine. But guess what? That attitude was poisoning our relationship from the inside out. Every time I pointed the finger at her, I was giving away my power to make things better. I was saying, I'm not responsible for fixing this shit show. She is. Real mature, right? And it wasn't until I discovered extreme ownership that things started to shift. I had to take a long, hard look in the mirror and own my part in our problems. Even when it felt like it wasn't my fault, I forced myself to find something, anything I could take responsibility for. Maybe I snapped at her because I was stressed about work. I had to own that. Maybe I checked out of the conversation because I was distracted, struggling to switch off. My bad, I'll own it. Slowly but surely, I started showing up differently. And you know what? It fucking worked. Instead of accusations and you always do this bullshit, we started having real conversations. I stopped getting defensive and really listened to where she was coming from. I owned my shit, apologized, and took steps to be better. Extreme ownership diffused so much tension and conflict in our marriage. We went from enemies to teammates because I was willing to step up and lead. I stopped waiting for her to change and took control of what I could myself. Now, let me be clear. This doesn't mean being a doormat or taking blame for things that truly aren't your fault, but it does mean looking for your part in every situation and owning it like a boss. It means being the kind of husband who says, I'm responsible for making this marriage great no matter what. So as an empowered man, it's time to level the fuck up. Stop pointing fingers and start owning your role in creating an extraordinary relationship. It's not easy, but it will be worth it. Show up like the leader you're born to be. Your wife and your marriage are counting on you to lead. And don't worry, in just a bit, we're gonna talk about how the same principle can make or break you in business. I've got some stories that I'll show you just how powerful extreme ownership can be in leading a team and dominating your industry. But first, you get to commit to being all in on transforming your marriage by taking ownership of your role. The lack of appreciation, the lack of sex, the lack of communication, the arguments, the fact that you're not seeing eye to eye. She has a role to play, but ask yourself, what is my role in the situation? What can I improve to make this relationship on fucking fire? This is where it comes into the second area, which is business. So let's say you're owning your shit at home and you're seeing massive changes in your relationship. But what about at work? Are you the kind of leader who steps up and takes responsibility? Or do you pass the buck and point fingers when your team don't operate well? Let me tell you right now, embracing extreme ownership in business or your career will set you apart from the pack faster than you can say, I fucked up. Like when you're willing to take the hit for your team's failures, you build trust and respect like nothing else. Your people will run through walls for a leader who's got their back. But when you play the blame game, you lose all credibility. Your team starts covering their own asses instead of working together to solve problems because you're saying they fucked up, they did it wrong, and they did. But morale goes to shit and productivity tanks when you blame. I've seen it happen too many times to count. I remember back in my early days of being an entrepreneur, I had a project go completely off the rails, missed deadlines, pissed off clients, the whole nine yards. And what did I do? I blamed everyone else, my team, my staff, my vendors, even the weather. I was so busy pointing fingers, I couldn't see that the real problem was staring me right in the face, in the mirror. I wasn't leading well and I allowed them to not operate well. It took me swallowing my pride and owning my mistakes to turn my team and my business around. So I got everyone together and I said, listen up, I want to take ownership here. I've dropped the ball. I didn't guide you properly. I didn't check in with you properly. I let things slide. I should have course corrected. This is on me and I'm going to make it right. And you could hear a pin drop in that room. But you know what else? I could see the respect in their eyes because they knew they had a leader who was willing to take responsibility even when it was hard, even when they had a role to play. And from that day forward, the entire team stepped the fuck up too. When you create a culture of extreme ownership where everyone takes responsibility for their piece of the puzzle, magic begins to happen. Problems get resolved faster because no one's wasting their time pointing fingers. If you're taking ownership, they take ownership and they do more of what you want. Teams work together seamlessly because they know their leader has their back. It's the same at home, it's the same in your business, as a father, as a husband. And this leaves your competition in the dust, wondering how you got so far ahead because you're leading from the front. Owning your mistakes, taking responsibility for your team's results, and watching your business thrive like never before. Is it comfortable? Hell no. But nothing worth doing ever is. Embracing extreme ownership in your marriage, in your business, as a husband, as a father, it fundamentally transforms the way you show up as a man. And the cool thing is we're just getting started. You see, taking ownership is about so much more than just saying my bad when things go wrong. It's about reclaiming your power and taking control of your life on a whole new level. When you stop blaming external factors and start owning your role in every situation, something incredible happens. You realize that you're not a victim of your circumstances. You are the architect of your own destiny. Every challenge becomes an opportunity to grow, to learn, to become the kind of man you were born to be. The leader, the king, the people look up to. But I'm not gonna lie, this shit isn't easy. It means taking a long, hard look in the mirror and confronting the parts of yourself you'd rather avoid. It means stepping out of your comfort zone and into your greatness every single day. Like, are you ready for that? Are you ready to unleash the unstoppable force inside of you and create a life beyond your wildest dreams where you're respected and loved by your peers, by your team, by your wife, and by your children? This is where it comes down to reclaiming your power. If this is making sense, you're ready to stop making excuses and start making shit happen, it's time to level up and embrace extreme ownership in every area of your life. And that means stepping into your greatness and taking control of your results. But here's the thing. Most people are stuck in the trap of blaming external factors for their problems. They point their fingers at their boss, their partner, the economy, you name it. And while they're busy playing the victim, life just passes us by. Does that sound familiar? Like, I've been there too. I used to blame everyone and everything else for my failures and my lack of results. But all that did was keep me stuck, frustrated, and powerless. Extreme ownership changed all of that because when you take full responsibility for your life, you put yourself back in the driver's seat. You stop waiting for someone else to fix your problems and you start taking massive fucking action to create the life you want. You become the kind of man who looks at challenges and says, bring it on, let's fucking go. Because you know that every obstacle is just an opportunity to grow. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're passed over for a promotion at work or you have someone who's passed over. Most people will bitch and moan about how unfair it is, how their boss is an asshole, how they never get a break, but not you, not anymore. Instead, you take extreme ownership of the situation. You look in the mirror and ask yourself, what could I have done differently? How can I improve my skills, my work ethic, my leadership abilities? What do I need to do to make myself undeniable for that next promotion? And then you get to fucking work. You put in the hours, you learn new skills, you take on extra projects, you become the kind of employee that your company can't afford to overlook. And when that next promotion comes around, guess who's the first person in line? That's the power of extreme ownership. When you take responsibility for your life, you take back control. You stop being a passenger and you start being the pilot. You realize that your success or failure is up to you and you alone. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Taking ownership means facing some hard truths about yourself. It means admitting when you're fucked up and owning your mistakes. But here's the thing. That's what leaders do. That's what winners do, is they don't blame. And the rewards are fucking incredible. When you live your life with extreme ownership, you become the person people look up to. You become unstoppable. You become resilient mentally, determined. You build unshakable confidence You become the man your wife desires. And you know that no matter what life throws your way, you have the power to overcome it because you're the pilot. So the question is, why do this? And the answer is to reclaim your power. And that requires us to stop making excuses and taking control by embracing this idea of ownership. Ownership in your marriage, ownership everywhere else. And embracing ownership is one thing, but putting into a practice is really hard when you have this thing called your ego there. Your ego is screaming at you to blame someone else. That's a whole different ballgame. You see, our egos are masters of deflecting responsibility and preserving our sense of self-importance. Like, admitting fault feels like a direct threat to our very identity. For example, let's say your wife is upset at you for working too much. Your ego goes, fuck you, I've been working all day. You have no idea what I'm going through. And you start to compare. Your ego is the part of you that wants to argue and fight. And we're going to break down exactly how to challenge that ego so you can actually implement this principle of extreme ownership. So now let's dive into how you actually overcome the ego, because that's exactly why you've got to check your fucking ego at the door if you want to be a true leader. Your ego will tell you all sorts of lies to protect yourself. That you're always right. That admitting fault makes you look weak. That it's someone else's problem to solve. But guess what? That's all bullshit. The best leaders are the ones who have the humility to own their mistakes and the openness to take feedback even when it stings. Your wife tells you something she's upset about, you take it on board because you know that the ego is the enemy of progress and you're willing to put it aside for the good of the mission. Think about it. When was the last time you saw a leader who was always defensive, always pointing fingers, always making excuses? Did you respect that person? Did you trust them to have your back when shit hit the fan? Hell no. But a leader who says, I fucked up and here's what I'm gonna do to fix it. That's someone you can get behind. That's someone you respect. That's someone who inspires loyalty and trust because they're not trying to protect their own ass. They're focused on the success of the marriage, of the team, of the business. They're focused on solutions. So how do you develop that kind of humility and openness? Well, it starts with being honest with yourself. Taking a hard look at your own strengths and weaknesses. Where am I not doing well? And be willing to confront the areas where you need to improve. Seeking out the feedback from your wife, from your team, people you trust, even when it's not what you want to hear. And when you do fuck things up, own it and take steps to make it right. And it's not easy because your ego goes, no, I'll fight you every step of the way. But the reward's so fucking worth it. Because when you create a dynamic in your marriage, with your partner, with your children, where everyone's willing to check their egos and focus on the solution, amazing things happen. Problems get solved faster because we're not wasting our time and energy on defending. We're actually looking for a solution together. And when you do this, your partner does it, your team does it, because everyone feels safe to speak up and take risks. Because everyone knows they're part of the solution. Everyone knows you're looking for a solution. So if you think about an argument with your partner, you're arguing about something stupid. You put your ego aside and go, cool, let's find a solution here. You stay calm and in control. You take ownership of your role and you ask yourself, how can I commit to this? How can I help this? How can I embrace the discomfort of admitting fault in service of a higher purpose? Because that's what true leadership looks like. It's not about being perfect, always having the answers. It's about having the courage to own your shit, the humility to learn from your mistakes, and the determination to keep pushing forward no matter what. That's what leaders do. And here's the thing. When you live your life with that kind of extreme ownership, it spills over into every fucking area of your world. It transforms the way you show up in your relationships, your health, your finances, everything levels up because it becomes the catalyst for an extraordinary life, the life you've dreamed of and you deserve. But as powerful as all this shit is, there's one key ingredient that too many people overlook, and it's called consistency. You can't just embrace extreme ownership when it's convenient and then revert back to your old bullshit excuses and blame games when things get tough. Now, if you want the incredible benefits we've been talking about, more sex, more appreciation, more respect, more results, more money, you've got to integrate this principle into the very fabric of your daily life, a disciplined life. And that's where discipline comes in. Discipline is what turns extreme ownership from a one-time event into a fucking way of life. It's the bridge between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it day after day, even when you don't feel like it. So what does a disciplined life look like? It starts with your daily rituals and habits. Every morning you wake up and before you start your day, you take a few minutes to get your mind right. You reflect on the areas where you need to step up and take ownership. What are you responsible for? You set your intentions for the day and commit to showing up as the leader no matter what. despite the challenges. Throughout the day, when you are challenged, you maintain consistent standards for yourself and your relationships. You don't make excuses, you don't let things slide. And when you do notice an excuse, you acknowledge it. You hold yourself accountable because you know that's what it takes to have a great life. And here's the thing, the more disciplined you become in your approach, the more reps you do of this, the more freedom you create in your life. It might sound counterintuitive, but it's fucking true. When you're disciplined with your time, your energy, your focus, you ask yourself, what is my role in every situation? You have more of all those things to focus on. You're not wasting hours scrolling on social media or getting caught up in pointless drama or focusing on problems. You're not half-assing your way through your workouts or conversations. You're showing up fully, you're present. You're giving your best. You're taking ownership and you're reaping the rewards of a life where you do this. That's when you win. And it's hard, like it's not easy. There are days where I'd rather hit snooze and stay in bed than get up and face the challenges of the day. There are times where I'm tempted to take the easy way out, to make an excuse instead of owning my shit. There are times where I wanna blame my wife when we're not having sex or intimate, but that's when I remind myself of the man I wanna be. The husband, the father, the fucking leader, the fucking force in nature who doesn't let anything stand in his way. And you push through that resistance. I push through, I stay disciplined. I don't feel like it, I keep moving forward anyway. And guess what? That discipline is what separates the winners from the whiners. It's what separates the guys who talk a big game saying they want the marriage and the business life they deserve from the ones who actually get it. It's the key to unlocking that extraordinary life you know is possible. So my challenge to you is start integrating extreme ownership as a discipline into your daily life starting today. Wake up tomorrow and take a few minutes to get your mind right. Hold yourself to a higher standard throughout the day. Ask yourself, what can I own today? Push yourself to show up as a better leader, even when it's hard. And watch as your entire world, your marriage, your business, your life begins to change. Watch as you start achieving goals you never thought possible. Watch as you become the kind of man that others look up to and admire. This isn't some quick fix or magic bullet. It's a lifelong journey of growth, of pushing yourself to be better, of owning your shit, of taking control of your destiny. But the rewards are so fucking worth it. So step up, level up, and embrace a disciplined life of ownership. It creates an extraordinary future if you're willing to go for it. But discipline alone isn't enough. To truly integrate extreme ownership into your life, you've got to fundamentally shift the way you think. You've got to develop a mindset that puts you in control no matter what challenges come your way. And that's where the extreme ownership mindset comes in. It's a way of being where you recognize those moments where you're tempted to point the finger, to make an excuse, to give up control, to blame your wife, to blame your team, and you consciously choose a different path. It's about reframing that internal voice in your head from, this is bullshit, it's not my fault, fuck you, too. What could I have done differently to prevent this? How can I step up and make it right? It's about developing the instinct in the moment to look in the mirror first before you look out the window. And when you start living this way, it's a game changer because suddenly you're not at the mercy of your circumstances anymore. You're not a victim, you're a victor. You're the one calling the shots even when the shots are tough to make. And it's hard to do, but it's really just rewiring the way you think. I remember this one time, my marriage was going through a rough patch. Rosie and I were arguing, we had no connection, we were at each other's throats. And my first instinct was to blame her. Blame her for not understanding how hard I work, blame her for the lack of sex. And I just caught myself. I took a step back and asked, mindset, what am I missing here? What could I be doing better to make her feel loved? And it hit me. I'd been so focused on putting out fires in business and being stressed that I lost sight of our relationship. I wasn't giving her the time and energy she needed. So even though I was upset at her, I owned that shit. I apologized to her. I explained to her my role in it and I created a plan. We got back on the same page. We got focused on our goals. We reconnected and guess what? In a few months, more sex, more appreciation, more understanding. Because instead of blaming her, I took extreme ownership in my mind. I asked myself, what's my role? I reframed what's up here. And when you take control of your thoughts and your actions, you take control of your results. And that's when it spills into every other area of your life, your relationships, your health, your happiness, all of it. Because here's the thing, this shit sounds simple, but it's not easy. Life is gonna throw you curveballs. Shit is gonna happen that you can't predict or control. Fires in the business, arguments with the wife. But what you can control is how you react, how you show up, how you keep moving forward despite those challenges. And when you show up with extreme ownership, you're unstoppable. You're not waiting for someone else to fix your problems or make your dreams come true. You're taking bold fucking action every day to create the life you want. Not easy, Simple, yes. Easy, never. It takes constant effort, constant discipline, constant recommitment to the mindset to catch yourself in those moments of weakness. Fuck, I'm doing it again. And consciously choose to show up differently. But the more you do it, the more natural it becomes. The more you flex that ownership muscle, the stronger it gets. And before you know it, you're the type of guy who doesn't even think about giving up control. It doesn't exist in your world anymore. It's just who you are, how you operate 24/7. So ask yourself, as a man, are you ready to level up? Are you ready to take control of your mind and your life and your discipline and take ownership in a whole new way? Are you willing to do the difficult, the profound inner work as a man, as a leader, that extreme ownership requires? Because I'm telling you, on the other side of that work is everything you've ever wanted. Unshakable confidence, meaningful relationships, the impact and fulfillment and joy, the freedom to live life on your own fucking terms. It's not a quick fix. It's not for the faint of heart. But if you're ready to go all in, to commit to mastery, to become the leader you were born to be, then the rewards will blow your fucking mind. You'll make more money, you'll have more intimacy, you'll have more connection, your entire world will transform in ways you can't imagine. So step up, level up, cultivate the extreme ownership mindset and watch as you create an extraordinary life. That extraordinary life you deserve, where you embrace that extreme ownership mindset and you show up as a better husband, a better father who's more present, a more impactful leader in every area of your life, the ripple effects are fucking endless. So here's my final charge to you as a fellow empowered man. Take control of your life every single day. Don't just talk about extreme ownership. Don't just understand it. Fucking live it. Become it. In every moment, in every decision, in every interaction, you have the power to shape and create an extraordinary life. A life of purpose, of passion, of joy, of presence, of power, of purpose. But it starts with you. It starts with a choice, a commitment, a refusal to settle for anything less than your highest potential. This is your moment. This is your fucking legacy in the making. So create something extraordinary by taking extreme ownership. I hope you got value from this podcast and video. If you did, make sure to give it a thumbs up or 5 stars wherever you're watching or listening. And if you do want help implementing this, we've helped over 5,000 men fix their marriages, reconnect with their children, and find work-life balance. If you want to be a better leader who takes ownership in your business, your marriage, your life, if you want to have more, then go down below and book a coaching session with our team. There'll be a link down below where you can book a session, 15 minutes to chat with us, and we can build out a custom roadmap for you to achieve this. Hope you got value. See you for the next episode.